I'm excited. We have County Executive Ralph Malecki in here. First time you're in the radio station. When you move close to that, Mike, I want to hear everything you have to say.
It is. It is.
So this is really good. So I think this completes everything now. We've had everybody in here. You were the last person who was never in here.
And I was procrastinating because I'm very nervous about being here.
We just have a conversation here. So I want to introduce you to people because you came into office kind of unexpectedly because of the passing of Jonathan Delegrave, who was our county executive. Nobody saw that coming. So we had to have another county executive. So how'd you get the job?
Ran for it. At the end of the day, I had initially talked to Jonathan about it prior to his passing. And it was because I was interested maybe in doing something else. And he said, well, why don't you run for a county seat? Because I wasn't going to move or relocate or anything like that. And I said, you know, that's interesting. If it was a county-wide seat where I wouldn't have to relocate, I might be interested. And he said, well, why don't you run for county executive? And I looked at him and said, why would I ever run against you? So that stuck with me for a while. And then, obviously, we had a very bad June and July. I say June and July because 4 days after his passing, I lost a real good friend of mine that was in the business with me. So it was a rough couple months there. And I just sat back on it for a while and reflected on it. And I was looking for ways to still be relevant and involved in our community. I had served on many, many boards over the years, more than I can even count. And I looked at this as a way of being able to make an impact on my community in a positive way. So that's how I got here.
Well, good for you.
About a year ago now, I decided to run for it, right around Labor Day.
Well, good for you. Now, did you ever in your life before you spoke to Jonathan Delegrave, did you ever think of public office?
No, wasn't even on the radar. You know, I enjoyed serving on boards. I always looked at community involvement at that level, and that's kind of where the rubber meets the road. And to this day, I still serve on probably 3 or 4 separate boards yet.
Well, that's good. Good for you being involved. I wish I was.
I can help you.
No, I told you. I tell people what I think, and I'd be out there in 9 seconds, right? They kick me out. Now, let's talk about some of your background, because your background's mainly in business.
Correct.
It's not in the public sector. You're in the private sector. You were in the supermarket. You still are in the supermarket business, Piggly Wiggly.
Yes.
The very first supermarket ever in America, Piggly Wiggly.
It was. Not too many people know that. It was at one point the biggest one.
It was the only one. It was the very first one ever in America. I don't know what year. It was probably in the 30s, I would imagine.
I think so.
Yeah, 1930s. So you owned 3 of them, but you still own a Piggly Wiggly, right?
We do.
And
we
where's
do.
That?
It's in Lemira, Wisconsin. My son runs it for us, my youngest son. So he keeps a handle on that.
That's got to be a tough business. Always stocking food, and it never stops.
It doesn't.
See, if you own a toy store, you put the toys on the shelf, and that's it. It could be for months. But food has got to be a daily thing. You cannot let a day go by.
Absolutely. It's a daily routine. It's a daily cycle that's never ending. It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. Every time I go to the supermarket, I look at what's on the shelves, and I say, do people really buy this? I mean, who buys that? And I'm sure people do, or you wouldn't stock it. But some of these items on there, I say, I'm going to look in people's carts. Who's buying this stuff? Because it's just like, what do you want to eat? You're going to eat that? Well, but people do.
They do. And it's typically the 20-80 rule, right? 20% of your products do 80% of your business. So you keep the others for when folks like you are looking for something they need or different.
Now, you had to make a decision on 2 of your stores,
yep,
to close them down. That had to be a real tough decision because you're putting people out of work, for one thing, and the community that shop there, you know, people don't like change. I can tell you that. People don't like change. And as soon as you closed Piggly Wiggly, you changed their lives because now they had to go shop somewhere else. They didn't know where the milk was. Where's the cereals? I don't know where they are. It was a tough decision. What made you do it?
I will tell you, it was heart-wrenching. Closing the Racine store in particular, because that was what grounded us here. That's my roots. That's our family's roots. And it was absolutely heart-wrenching. It was like losing a member of the family. What happened was talking to you beforehand, told you that I calculate one time there's over 1 million square feet of grocery space within a 2-mile circumference of that store. And it's an incredibly competitive business. We were looking to work out a deal with the landlord so we could have kept going there, and we just couldn't get to where we needed to be. So that's, we had to make the decision. One of the things I'm real proud about is that I worked very, very hard to get the employees placed at other locations and other businesses so that they could keep working.
Oh, that's good. And you just throw them out on the street, because a lot of people depend on this. We have a one of our people at church, she's part of a group of adults that, you know, they have to, a little help in finding jobs and so forth. And she works at a Piggly Wiggly.
Okay.
And I think it's the one out in Union Grove.
Okay.
I think that Piggly Wiggly.
That's the Preston family owns that one.
And she just loves it. And that's her job. She just loves that job.
Yeah. We had a lot of people that were passionate about their job and a lot of passionate shoppers. And to this day, almost every day I'll have somebody tell me how much they miss the store. And it's a heart-wrenching thing.
Now, let's talk about, you're the county executive. What did you know about the job when you came in? Because if I was county executive today, the only thing I would think about, well, we have county roads because they're lettered. That's all I know about the county. So what does your job do as county executive?
Well, there's a lot of things.
I know you're still feeling your way through.
Quite frankly, I am still feeling my way through it, being not a lifetime person in that business, right? So there's a lot of things that go on there. There's the relationship with the Board of Supervisors throughout the county. There's the relationships with the municipalities. There is our overarching Public Works Department, our Human Services Department. There's just a lot of things that people don't think about at the county level that behind the scenes we're responsible for. The state mandates a lot of services that have to be accomplished. The county's responsible for those. Human Services Department is a lot of that.
Yeah, there are county buildings where, you're right, county services. They have state services, city services, and county services.
Right.
Now, do you have any mayors or village presidents coming to you asking you for stuff all the time? Does the county provide those services to cities?
Oh, we have a regular interaction with a lot of the municipalities and work together in concert with them. There's things we work on together, and I can give you one from the past would be the 911 call center. That was a collaboration that was built over the years. And I think Jonathan had a hand in that, if not earlier.
Yeah, my wife worked for the Caledonia Police Department for a number of years, and she would get 911 calls at Caledonia, and she would farm them out, and then they centralized it.
Right.
And she did other stuff, but she, when we got married, that was not going to be her life working for the police department. It's a tough life. I wouldn't want to be a cop.
And, no.
It's
not
a
easy.
Tough life, and to the families, it's got to be hard on them, too.
I have a tremendous amount of respect for them.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, when we have police people in here, I say, never take your job in a million years.
Right.
It involves being brave. I don't know if I could pull that. But, how many people do you have working under you? How many offices do you have at the county? Well, first of all, where is the county executive's office?
The county executive's office is on the 10th floor of the courthouse.
Oh, wait, you're
downtown.
Right here. Okay, yeah,
yes.
All right.
I get around. I go out to Ives Grove quite often. I get to the West End office quite often.
I was about to say, that's where I thought it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's on the 10th floor. And I have, I want to say, 8 cabinet members, which are like over each different area. Public Works, the call center, the communication center, HR, IT. So there's about 8 cabinet members that report directly to me, and I think the county last count was just over 1,000 employees. So
now I know you were kind of thrust into the position.
Yes.
Because a lot of people run for a year. They think you didn't think about it for a year. So what are your priorities? What do you want to have done in the county? What's on your wish list?
Well, the biggest wish list is that we get to a fiscally stable position, which we're working on hard these days, and being fiscally responsible for our community. That's a big deal. The next thing on my wish list is working on a housing priority. How can we get affordably priced housing in the community? And working with different leaders throughout the community on that, in particular, Jenny Trick at RCEDC. So those are things that behind the scenes I'm working on. I want to be a collaboration builder, if you will. I see a lot of things in Racine area that there's many, many different people working in the same direction, and there's opportunities to bring them together. So that's a wish list of mine. If we can get a lot of the folks and a lot of the different organizations working in the same direction. And then, of course, there's the East-West gap. I'm working to build that, the relationships between the East End and the West End. And an example of that is in Racine area, we run the Summer Youth Jobs Program. I think we had 125 students come through that this past summer, where people are employed throughout different businesses in Racine County, in the Racine area. I was a business that was involved in that from the beginning. I think I had the first year when they only had 25 kids involved. I think I had 3 or 4 of them at the store. So I was involved in that from the beginning. Now we're looking to expand that out into the Burlington, Waterford, Union Grove areas, and we're talking to the school districts out there to expand that program in that direction. So we're trying to get a more cohesive, if you will, operation going on from the east to west, and again within different organizations throughout the county.
Wow, that's a lot of planning.
It is, and you asked for my wish list. That's it.
It's a lot of moving parts.
It is,
and they all have to kind of link together, or it doesn't work right.
Right.
Wow. So is this like a 24-hour day job to you? Do you ever go home and say, "Okay, I'm turning it off. I'm off now. I'm going to watch, you know, Dateline, whatever you watch."
Yeah.
Do you ever turn it off?
I wish I could, but I don't. I was never raised that way, and it doesn't work that way for me. I had one set of grandparents owned a small motel on 7 Mile 994, and the other set of grandparents owned a farm. Neither business was conducive to less than 24/7, and neither business was conducive to vacation time. And then getting into the grocery business, at first I ran a 24/7 operation, which you're always on duty then. It's just not something that I could ever get used to, the 8-hour shut it off thing.
They own the motel, the 7 Mile Motel?
No, it was called Highview Motel. It was right on the corner. Everybody got them confused.
Yeah, because 7 Mile is just because the orange roof with the word 7 Mile on it.
No, they were right on the corner. There's a gas station there today.
Where are you from originally?
Caledonia. I grew up on 7 Mile 994.
Oh, so you're a local yokel, huh?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Do you ever live anywhere else?
I have not. I lived in Caledonia for a time. When we first were married, we lived in Racine, and then we moved out to North Cape.
A little bit about your family.
I have two sons, 31 and 33, and I'm sure if my wife was here, she'd correct me on one of those numbers. We've been married for since 88, so what is that, 37 years?
Good for you.
And she spent 36 years working at Ascension as an occupational therapist, and now she's with Aurora out in Burlington doing the same thing. So, and most of my family, my mother still lives on I-94 and 7 Mile. So we're still firmly rooted. My sister lives about 3 miles from me, and the both boys are probably within 6 miles.
Wow, you got the whole family here.
Yep, they are.
The good part is you got the family here. The bad part is they all come over for Thanksgiving and eat all your food.
Ah, that's not so bad.
I know it's not. It's great because my family's scattered all over the country.
Right.
They were in all four corners. How did your wife feel about you taking the job as county executive?
You know, she's kind of rolled with things over the years, and this is another thing she's kind of rolled with. She's been very supportive, and during the campaign, we did the holiday parades, and I think that she found her groove with those. So she's been very supportive, though.
Oh, did you? Yeah, you got. Are you in the 4th of July parade? Did you?
We were 3 out of 4 of them. We did not make the Racine parade because logistics just didn't work out. We did Union Grove, Waterford, and Raymond.
Yeah, we were going to go. Well, I was in the parade here, but what we do is we alternate Union, because my wife's from Union Grove. So we alternate between the two parades every year. But this year I was in it. It was raining and this.
It started out raining that day and it went to hot. So we had it all.
Yeah. Luckily, I had a car with a roof on it. People say, did the rain bother you? No, I rolled up the window. I didn't get wet.
Right.
It was
an
old car from the early 50s. So it was not a very comfortable car, but it didn't rain inside the car. That's all I cared about. Let's talk about some of your initial successes. You mentioned one of them a few minutes ago.
Well, yeah, we've done a few things already. We've partnered with the Wisconsin Policy Forum. That was one of the things I wanted to do right out of the gate, so to speak. They're doing a study for me that's indicated, it's going to tell me if we're right-sized in our departments. In other words, do we have the right amount of people? Do we have the right service level for the money that we spend on it? So it's kind of a third-party study, impartial, to identify where we're at countywide with the size of our operation. That's one thing I wanted to do right out of the gate, was try to understand this thing a little more and make sure that we're in the right position. 911 system improvements we've got coming up. We're going from a system where I'm told that we are lucky to get parts off of eBay for it. To a modern day system, which will become much, much more reliable. Not that today's is not reliable, but it's at end of life. So that's coming up soon. Recently in May, we opened up the Jonathan Delagrave Youth Development and Care Center. That was a challenge, but that was a challenge that was started by Jonathan and the staff previously to me getting there. I was only a steward of getting it open towards the end of it. And then we also broke ground on the new residential treatment facility across from our Taylor Avenue facility coming up, hopefully open next year, depending on our construction progress. So we've had some steps early on here that I've been parts of that I'm proud of. And again, I'm working on partnerships across the county, again, with the RCEDC partnership for the housing initiative and trying to bring in different groups and conversations into that as well. So anytime we can get people talking about things and collaborating, I look at that as a victory. Small, but I'll take them.
Now, you mentioned earlier you've been on boards before.
Yes.
But never holding a public office. And this is a big public office, county executive.
It
because,
is.
Yeah, it's big. Did you ever sit and say, oh, what did I get myself into?
I do. And I think you know, people ask me, are you settled in? And I think if you answer yes to that, or you don't at times second guess, you were talking about how you're a worrier. I think I'm a worrier on steroids as it relates to this job. Yeah, I think about it, but I also know that at this point in time, it's the right place for me to be.
Well, that's good. And is it big? Is it harder than you thought it would be? Because you didn't have much time to think about it.
It is. And again, you know, if somebody says they're settled in, they're not doing it right. They're just not. It's something different every day. I had envisioned it as being about the management of an operation, much like a grocery store.
Yeah, because you ran grocery stores, so you knew
right.
The big picture, how to work,
right.
How to get things all working. It's different with the county, though.
It is, and it's a lot of relationships. It's relationships with the county board. It's relationships with other municipal leaders, and I'm learning to navigate that and how to build those relationships because, again, I'm an outsider coming in. So there's a lot to learn.
I had a bunch of people say hello to you when you came in today. Beth Heidorn at the Racine Zoo said to say hello. There were some other people, too. I don't know what their names on the radio, so I won't mention them. But we have Melissa Caprillion come in here a lot. She's a county board supervisor. We also had somebody else here. One of the aldermen's also a county board supervisor was in here. And I wish my memory was a lot better, but I haven't heard one negative thing about you. So that's pretty good. Or we should just give them time.
We'll give them time.
It's too early.
Give them time. It's early.
A lot of people say just nice things about you.
And I appreciate that. You know, I was talking to somebody about the job over the weekend and to your point about, it's a big job. And they were saying, well, you're the person in the role. And I said, you know what? It's a big job, but I'm not a big person, so to speak. You know?
Yeah, but you know how to run things.
Right.
You know how to run things. You know people because you have to – people who never had a business before. I mean, I was program director for about 20-some-odd years, and I knew how people thought and worked, and I knew how to get them motivated. And that's what my job was here, to motivate people. So what do you see for the future for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. This is 8 months into basically a 2-year stint at this point in time. It's too early to ask the question, are you going to run again, even though I probably will. I enjoy the position. I enjoy the people that I work with, and I'm enjoying growing the relationships. So we'll see what happens.
All you need is one, and God forbid, major catastrophe in the county, and everything changes. Floods, could be a derailed train, it could be a lot of things. And all of a sudden, boom, life changes.
Indeed.
And it's nice when things are going nice and smooth the way you like them. But I'm not kidding you. I did hear nothing but nice things when I told people you were coming in. Tell him I said hi. I was just such a nice guy. And Beth was the only one I could remember off the top of my head.
I appreciate it. I was the board chair for her for some years. So we have a good relationship. And I enjoyed that. One of my favorite boards to serve
on. Yeah, people like working with you. You seem like an easygoing person.
I try to be.
Yeah, very nice. I'm so glad you came in today.
Well,
you are welcome here anytime you want. You've got something to say, Don, I got to get on right away. Excuse me, we're in the middle of a song. Stop the song. I got something to say.
I appreciate that.
You are welcome here anytime, sir. County Executive Ralph Malecki, and you got to know him now. We didn't know who you were before. Well, now we know. And if you missed this, I missed the beginning. It's going to be podcast by late tonight or tomorrow morning at WRJN.com and wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get them, it'll be there. So you're going to be in forever.
Great.
That's why people, I always say, you got to be careful what you say because it's going to be out there forever.
It lives on.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I do appreciate you coming in this morning.